Now, Archie's in from Ride Academy.
Yeah.
And you're here on work experience, and we want to know a little bit more about you. So I'm guessing you go to school in Ride. You live in Ride?
Yeah, I live in Ride.
Okay, how long have you lived in Ride?
I moved there in about 2011, so it's 11 years about, now most of my life.
You did say you were born and bred here.
Yeah.
So whereabouts have you lived on the island?
So first we lived in Newport.
Right.
And then after Newport, I think we moved to Porchfield for a couple of years.
Oh, posh Porchfield.
Yeah, but having to go between Porchfield and back to school was quite a trek, so we decided to move into Ryde to actually make it easier for us.
Okay, and that was all done for you, so you could go to school on time.
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it? And what sort of hobbies you got?
Recently, I've been doing a lot of longboarding, so...
Hang on, what's that?
So, difference between a longboard and a skateboard is basically size. So, skateboards are a lot smaller, they're easier to, like, pop, so you can do tricks on them. Longboards don't have as much give, but they gain speed a lot faster. And so, a thing I do a lot on longboard is going down hills. And so, Ryde being a very hilly town, it's quite good for it.
Okay, so that's something you enjoy. When you said longboarding, I thought, well, I've got no idea. Is this in the sea, or is this it's got wheels on it?
Yeah.
Okay, and you've been doing that. How much do these boards cost? Expensive?
The one I got was about 80 quid.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's still working through a lot of wear and tear, a lot of dropping it, so good purchase, I think.
Okay, well, good luck with that. And do you annoy people on the pavement?
I try not to, but, you know.
Good. Because if you ever come across me, I'm one of these people that, if you've got a skateboard, I'm not moving. All right? It's the same with bicycles. People using bicycles on pavements, I'm not moving.
Oh, my God. It's easy enough to just hop off the curb for a second and go around, you know?
It is. Hey, look, you're 17, so yeah. you must be asked this million-dollar question all the time. You know, what do you want to do? So what's the plan for you?
After sixth form, I'm hoping to go to university. Not sure which university yet. I need to look at some options, but primarily it will be for performing arts.
Okay.
Because in future I hope to be to go into acting. So either on stage or film. I used to be very adamant about, like, oh, I want to be on film. I don't want to be on stage. But recently I've been doing more. On stage performances, and I've really enjoyed them. So I think it could be something that I actually, do well in, I think.
I would imagine being and being able to see your audience brings it to life.
Yes, it's a lot more, there's a lot more energy, because in the past where we've done, my GCSE final piece, it was just, like, someone there recording it and maybe 20 people in the class, but some of the shows we did for Curtain Call, the last show made in Dagenham that we had down at Medina, I think, there were over 100 people, I think, maybe 400 people, apparently. That is, but yeah, like, walking out, just seeing everyone there, it's a very different energy.
What's that feeling like when you do walk out and you think, crikey, there's more people here than I thought? Is that I'm now going to be nervous? Or does it, again, bring it to life, bring the best out of you?
There is, right before we go on stage, no matter how many times I go out on stage, there's always going to be the pre-show jitters. But the second you're out there, it's just, you get so focused on the performance because it makes it so real that they're now there watching you. And so you just perform your heart out, I guess. That's all you can do.
Did you have a main part in this?
Maiden Dagenham, no. I didn't have a main part. It was a support role. What was the name of the character? I can't remember. It was... Nah, it's gone from my head.
And it's only a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's a shame, isn't it? Just wait till you get to my age.
Yeah.
If you've got memory loss now, you just wait till you get to 57. Crikey.
My memory's terrible already. I mean,
did you have a speaking part?
Yeah, I did. There were a lot of scenes where...
Do you remember the words that you...
I can probably stumble my way through them, maybe.
Okay, that's interesting. Mm. Okay, so what sort of actor would you be? Would you be a serious actor? Would you be comic actor?
I do like...
Forgetful actor?
I think I'm that already. I do like serious roles a lot because it lets me use a wider range of my... ability as an actor.
Yeah.
Whereas like a comedic role, it's like you have to be very on the ball with what you're doing because otherwise you're just going to be making a fool of yourself. Especially with Maiden Dagenham, the role I played there was a serious role. And it's just, I feel a lot better playing those kinds of roles. I feel more confident.
Okay, interesting. Good to chat to you. We're going to chat some more over the next couple of days. You're going to be sticking around. You're here until Thursday. And I think in the next hour, we're going to be talking about a topic that you have chosen to discuss on to Wireless. So what was the subject?
Subject chose was mental health in youths.
Brilliant, brilliant subject. And I'm guessing you have a bit of experience of this.
Yeah.
Okay, I look forward to talking to you about that in the next hour of the show. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back to and chat with Omar, who was prompting you because you said there was only 100 and he was there and he was counting and there was 400. We'll chat to Omar, a numbers specialist, next.
Our island, our Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.